You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, we have an awesome episode coming. Before we get started, we are sponsored by two amazing companies. The first is FanDuel.com. FanDuel is changing the way people play fantasy baseball. It's more fun than ever. Don't miss your chance to join and sign up now to play one-day fantasy baseball at FanDuel.com. The leader in one-day fantasy baseball with real money with immediate cash payouts. Entry fees start at just $1. You don't have to wait 6 months to win a league. You can play today, win tonight. You get to pick a brand new team any day you want. No season-long commitment, no upfront fees. Make every game exciting with FanDuel. Guys, I am playing FanDuel this season, and it's been amazing. You don't have to sign up for a league. You don't have to find 10 friends to join with. You don't have to worry about your team going bust in one inning. Listen, you guys need to sign up and have fun with this. It gives you a little skin in the game with something on TV at night. It's a Tuesday night. There's a baseball game on. What do you care about the Cincinnati Reds? Well, now you do because you got one of their players on your team. So go sign up and use the promo code TFM and get a great deal. So go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use my code TFM and sign up now. Guys, the special offers for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it with up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use my code TFM. Don't forget, TFM when you click on the microphone in the right-hand corner. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today. Our other sponsor today, we're very excited to have them still with the TFM podcast. It's MeUndies. 90%. That's the percent of your life you live in your underwear. And underwear gets old fast. You know that feeling of putting on old saggy underwear? You need to know the feeling of great fitting underwear that's two times softer than cotton. That's two times, fool! You need to know about MeUndies.com. MeUndies is the most comfortable underwear you will ever wear. It's insane how good they make you feel. They fit perfectly. They don't ride up on you. They literally pull the moisture away from your skin so you stay cool. Guys, that's X-Men shit. Get on it. I'm wearing mine right now. They're great-looking boxer briefs, and they feel good, and they make you feel good. It's really a great thing when you wear a good pair of underwear, and you guys should get involved. So they have cool styles for men and women. They all look great. Go check out the photos at MeUndies.com. They typically would retail for two times the MeUndies price. There's no retail middleman. There's no Macy's to deal with. They're going to send them straight to you. That means more savings. Here, I'm going to make it easy. Go to MeUndies.com/TFM. That's MeUndies.com/TFM. Get 20% off your first order and free shipping. Save even more when you buy a pack. They guarantee you're going to be happy with them or your first pair is free. Once you feel MeUndies on your body, you're never going to go back. I'm one of those people that's never going back. I have them on my body. Listen to me, ladies. It's on my stinking hot body right now. Go to MeUndies.com/TFM. Get that 20% off and go to MeUndies.com/TFM. Enjoy today's episode. It's fantastic. We got a lot of Tinder questions. You're going to love it. Hello and welcome to the TFM podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, your questions, your stories. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're so excited to have you listening. We have amazing emails this week. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends. You're probably listening on iTunes right now or on the podcast app. Go and subscribe if you are not already. Go rate us on iTunes. Give us a nice rating. Right now, there's another way you could be watching, listening, and being involved is on Dailymotion. We are live streaming, so hello out there in internet land. So you can go check it out on Dailymotion. We tape every Monday around 3:30. So if you're out there watching, thank you for tuning in. You can also go on Dailymotion to the Stand Up New York Labs page and watch all of our past episodes. I'm really excited about this week. You guys are in for a treat. Lindsay Anderson, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Really, I was so pumped to have you on. And if you guys don't know this, but Lindsay is the creator of Tinder in Brooklyn. That's tinderinbrooklyn.tumblr.com. You can find it on Instagram at Tinder in Brooklyn. Explain it for the listeners, because I know it, but I want to hear you tell them what you created and how you came up with the idea.
Okay, so Tinder in Brooklyn, just started off. It's just a Tumblr.
Okay.
Basically, I've been on Tinder for like, I guess a year now.
Okay.
And I was Tindering in Williamsburg, and I mean, I was just coming across these characters. It's like that you would only find in Brooklyn, I guess. So
just very specific, like maybe artsy guys, would you call them?
I can't even generalize them because they're all so different. It's basically like, so I'm from Toronto.
Okay.
So I moved to Brooklyn, and all my friends, of course, like they're like, hey, how's it going? But the second question is like, how's the dick in Brooklyn? Or like, yeah, how's dating in Brooklyn?
Totally.
And I'm like, look at this. Like,
you're not going to believe what I'm
saying.
Yeah,
it's more of a, you know, I mean, some people have described it as undateables, and it's definitely not that. It's more just things that, like, I really do not think I would see anywhere else in the world.
For the listeners out there, we have a very national audience, a lot of guys out there, girls too, and I think the type of person that moves to Brooklyn is, like, you know, more of an individualist, more, you know, trying to shine their star.
They have a vision. Yeah.
There's like a artsy douche that lives there in my mind. Or do you think this is just like all across the board? You just have everything. It's just a hodgepodge of banker and art guy and bearded guy and ponytail dude.
I mean, I don't think there's a lot of bankers on there, because I mean,
no.
I think bankers get enough hate on the internet.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's basically it's because there are so many awesome dudes in Brooklyn. First of all, like, I fucking love Brooklyn, but it's the ones that are taking themselves so seriously.
Gotcha.
Like, I've talked to you before about the guys who are like, oh, I'm a visual storyteller.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you mean you're.
AKA they make YouTube videos.
Yeah, and it's like, well, yeah, it's like, just to clarify, like, so I tell stories, visuals, like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, and it's that kind of shit that I get that there's a lot of, and there's so many cool creative guys
who
aren't like that, but they're the ones who are like, do you want to see my band? And like, do you want to see my art piece? And like, I shat in a box, isn't it? Like, it's going to go to the MoMA.
It's them in their picture looking off into the vista.
Yeah, like, who took that picture?
Yeah,
like,
who's
taking
these?
Like, you had someone stand there
shit
and go, like, you know,
I'm going to sit next to this cat that's mad at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's guys who are just like, okay, like, you know, there's one guy, he's just playing the saxophone under a bridge, and you can tell, like,
oh,
on
God,
a beach, and the beach is like clearly New Jersey because it's just covered in trash.
Just a gross beach.
And it's just him like looking
just
off.
You see a heroin needle in the background.
You're like, actually, like, you have this picture and there's just garbage everywhere, and it's like, you can just tell he sort of sat down and was like, okay, dude, I think what we need is me just sensually playing the saxophone underneath this bridge in Jersey. And it's just, it's the seriousness that just, I mean, it makes me giggle, and like, it makes me laugh. And
it's that they don't see the irony in their own pictures.
It's just me poking fun at dudes. And I'm like, come on.
It's funny because I mentioned this before, but we had met, we were put together to meet, you know, maybe coming on this and giving some advice to the Tinder guys and girls out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I had read about the site, you know, every website puts it in their own view, you know, under their own lens. So I read it on a lot of like feminist sites that were like, check out this girl taking down dudes. And it was like, you don't come off like that at all.
Well, that was the BuzzFeed one. And like, oh, man, it was so cool that they featured it. But it definitely, I take down some of them. Like, there's a dude holding a box of Rohypnol next to these. Like, fuck you, motherfucker.
Fuck,
like,
that,
I'm going to rip you a new one and it's going to hurt. You know? But it's more of a just like, oh, this guy is with Grumpy Cat. Like, that's fucking epic.
That's funny.
And that's something I wouldn't see outside of Brooklyn or maybe in LA. I don't know.
Yeah.
So a lot of it's more, and it's kind of poking fun at myself too. Like,
I mean, you're on there maybe being, you know, some of these guys you'd be interested
I've
in.
Gone out with some of them.
Yeah,
I went out with one last weekend.
Yeah.
A pizza guy.
You have a guy this you said you have a date coming up on this week.
Well, yeah.
Tell the listeners his picture.
Okay, so this is, I mean, maybe this is just my weird like sexual Tom Selleck fetish that
okay.
I have. Because evidently I'm super into like Tom Selleck, like 80s style pure mustache, but I saw this picture and like, for me, like I like guys that don't take themselves too seriously.
Got it.
So I'm swiping through and I see this dude and he's got a split screen of like Tom Selleck, which first of all immediately gets my attention.
Yes.
Not proud of this.
It gets my attention. I'm at half chub right now.
Whatever. This is what works. Half chub. Really? We got to get you to full chub by the end of this podcast.
Keep working. Slow down. Slow down now. Get a little more breathy.
All right.
Okay. Now we're at 2/3. Okay.
Okay.
Now repeat Tom Selleck for another hour and we're good.
Yep. And we're just going to get you just rock hard over here. That's awesome. Yeah. And then the split screen was just him and like with this like epic mustache. And for some reason, first of all. Like,
so it's Tom Selleck on the right. This guy's face on the left.
Yeah.
Split into one face.
And I'm like immediately massive lady boner. Like,
yeah.
Alrighty. Like, let's do this. So I'm going out with him on Wednesday.
That's great.
Definitely not going to tell him about this podcast.
Yeah, do not have him listen. This will be out next week. But you can go check out Lindsay. Go check out Tinder in Brooklyn. Tinderinbrooklyn.tumblr.com. At Tinder in Brooklyn on Instagram. She just started the account, so go follow her on there. She has a sex column on the Coverture.
Coverture. Yeah.
I'm so fucking stupid. The Coverture. Go check that out. It's fantastic. You're gonna be great. This is very exciting to have you on.
Thank you. What would you say
if you're gonna give one piece of advice to the dudes in your professional opinion, now that you're our Tinder professional?
Yes.
What would you say to guys that are, if they're creating a profile, looking back at the one they have, what's the number one thing they can do to make themselves a better suitor?
I would say don't be so desperate for pussy.
Okay, that's great advice.
Because, like, you can see it. I mean, I you can always just tell someone who's, like, so, like...
Like, don't be you with your grandma.
Exactly.
Like, being like, Valentine's Day with granny. You're trying hard.
Or, like, you with, you know, the orphans in Africa. Like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, maybe
fixing
that works on...
Fixing a cleft lip, just turning, like, oops.
Casually, like...
Yeah.
With, like, the puppy eyes. Like, you know, there's this one guy, it was so funny. His picture was him with his cut with Meghan Trainor, and he's just like... My cousin is Meghan Trainor, and that was like
his whole bio.
And it was like, okay, so somebody should fuck this guy.
You
because
could
his
meet.
Cousin, or, yeah, it was like, oh, okay, like
good for you, buddy.
Or maybe it was his niece, which makes it even weirder. I don't know. It was, yeah. So I would just say, you know, try to like most. I mean, I really do believe that 99% of people on the planet are pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
But a lot of them sort of manage to, you know, I guess kind of mess that up by sort of. Making sure trying to look that way. So I would just say, like, stop trying to make it like, oh, I'm gonna make a pussy magnet profile, because like, trust me, chicks can see what you're doing there.
Be you and they will come to you.
Yeah.
You know, you're not gonna fool somebody. They're gonna meet the douche within you.
Yeah,
at a
they'll
point.
See it coming, you know, 10 miles away. So
Lindsay, we're happy to have you here. Go follow her, go support her. tinderinbrooklyn.tumblr.com. Awesome website. Guys, I got a new website. You can go to jtraincomedy.com. JTrainComedy.com. You can find all my columns, my pictures, my podcasts, all that stuff. I'm selling t-shirts on there. Go check it out. I would love for you to go and give it a shot. JTrainComedy.com. Now let's go. I asked for some Tinder questions. Are you ready for the emails?
Oh, bring it.
Girls without bios. Yo, titty titty jang bang. That's a new one. I recently made a huge discovery on the Tinder app. I noticed a couple of things while using the app. Okay.
Okay.
When swiping through, I usually find girls with profiles that have no info. Their bio has none of their interests or any other useless information. I've done a count, and I've connected with 50 of these chicks, and I have to say that 80% of them want to fuck.
Really?
My dick-to-vag game has been a little weak because of work and school, but I have maybe fucked five or six. How is that 80% and then all of a sudden it's only five
or six?
First
of all, when he says 5 to 6, I'm just going to divide that by 3. Yeah. So he's fucked like one.
Two chicks
maybe
and a hand
one
job.
And a half. Yeah, yeah. Like, good job, buddy. Your dick-to-vag ratio.
She didn't even give a full hand job. It was like... pinky and thumb.
Yeah, yeah. just really didn't commit. Just yeah. Like, no, and then she, yeah.
An unenthusiastic hand job.
Like a dry hand job. Oh,
with like against
no
your
lubrication
zipper and shit.
Whatsoever.
But my advice to you, Jay Pussy, and all the other listeners, go for the no bios. There are true FNFs. Fuck and forget. It's firework season, and these hoes are looking to buy some flesh rockets. Thanks. Love the motherfucking podcast. Keep up the good motherfucking work. What do you think about bios?
Well, I want to talk about what I think about this guy for. Oh, man, I have this vision. I want to see this dude. I have a vision of this little freckled redheaded guy. Like, when I hear this, like, all this big
He looks like the creepiest guy in the bar. But, I mean, other than what he looks like, I mean, there is something to be thought of with a bio. What would you say is the best type of guy bio that you see?
I mean, when they're really, really wordy, like, and you get this in Brooklyn a lot, like, yeah. And it's like, I'm an existentialist, like Marxist, like blah, blah, blah. Like, they just go on. You're like, what yeah. the fuck are you even, like, I fucking dare you to make less sense right now. Like,
there are these poets on there that think they're really doing the world, the good word of God on there.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a few vital, like, first of all, I mean, I don't really, a lot of guys put their height out there.
What do you think of that?
I think at this point, if you don't put the height, people will probably assume that you're short. But I think that's what I think.
You should see that in the picture. I hate when girls are like, I saw a girl where it said, I'm 5'8", okay? Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm a tall guy. I wouldn't tell you I'm a tall person. I wouldn't say I'm a short person. I'm about a medium person.
You're like dude height.
Yeah, I'm dude height. I'll even say this. I'll give a piece of advice right at the top. I'm 5'8 and a half. I always say I'm 5'8". Undersell, over-deliver.
Overperform, yeah.
Okay, so listen, if I say 5'8 and a half, I sound like a 4-year-old that's like, I'm 5 3 months.
Yeah,
you know, like, fuck you, go below it. If so I'm 5'8". I wouldn't say, but I saw a girl on there and her profile said, if you're 5'10 and above. And it was like, I cannot. There's nobody in the world I hope dies alone more than her.
Do you ever swipe right just to match them so you can yell at people?
No.
Because I could see you being like, fuck this, trying to match, and then being like, listen, bitch. Let me tell you, I've done that to guys before where I just was like, I matched just because
you're swiping right to give them advice?
I've done that, yeah. I mean, this one guy, he called himself, he said, I'm a hot nerd. And then he had, right? And he had a picture of him in like his
med.
That
means you can't make a girl come. Well, that's code word.
You don't even know what making a girl come means. So I swiped right.
He thinks
right.
It makes him come over here. That's what he thinks.
Oh, God. So I matched with him. And, you know, luckily enough for me, he blessed me with a white swipe as well. And I just said,
good for you.
I was like, dude, I noticed you called yourself a hot nerd.
Yeah.
That's like giving yourself a nickname. Like, you can't do that. Like, I could call you a hot nerd. Yeah. You can't fucking do that.
That's up to me to hear your comic book story and then be like, well, he's still good looking.
Yeah. I was like, that was, I just needed to get that off my chest. And then I just unmatched. And I felt like in the future this would help him. So it wasn't like totally mean-spirited. I just was kind of, he didn't really have a good answer for. I kind of was curious. I'm like, have many people told you this before? You know, and
I think everyone should have a bio, though. I think that
what
this guy's saying, there is a type of bio I see on girls, and I'm like, oh, this girl's looking to be serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I see the girl that's like, I like doing this, I like doing that, I like doing, you know, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, this girl isn't just looking to like. She isn't DTMOASWH. She's not.
Wait, let me put that one together.
She is not down to make out and see what happens.
Oh, I like that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that is the type of attitude you want out of a Tinder match, because it's like, listen, we know we met on a Tinder app. We know that there are people here that are just here to fuck. We know there's people here also to find a relationship.
Yeah.
So let's just hang out. If we make out, maybe we'll see what happens next. I think that's the right attitude to go with on Tinder. So when you see a girl with a bio that's like, I need to find the brown-haired, brown-eyed guy that my mom's been telling me to get. You're like, oh, fuck. This isn't going to go date one to date two. This is going to go date one to date 50 really quick.
I agree. Like, when I see a guy who, like, has a lot of activities that he likes to do, I'm just like, because first of all, like, I'm fucking lazy. Yeah. I'm like, you want to go kayaking? Like, when?
Yeah,
like, what? You want to go jogging? What the fuck is this shit? Like, I literally want to watch Netflix with someone. Like,
Let's start with bacon at brunch, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, like, oh, I like hiking. Good on you. But, like, this is clearly not, you know, so that's a red flag for me, but for like a different reason. It just doesn't really jibe with my lifestyle.
But I think we both disagree that no bio is not necessarily meaning that she's down to fuck.
Oh God, no. I think no bio means like when I first set it up, I just did it sort of drunkenly, put up a few pictures and start, because I kind of just wanted to see what was out there.
Yeah.
I don't think I cared enough. I think some people just don't, like a lot of people, it could also mean people aren't ever intending to meet you if they've got no bio.
That's true. Maybe they're just on
there. They're just on there because they want
to
see
the voyeurism of it. Just to see what's up. Just kind of in that same way. I would give, you should have a bio, and this is my advice for a girl or a guy, and this is kind of how
when I was on Tinder,
how
you're not on it still.
Listen, there's such a thing called J-Swipe now that I can
Can't you do both?
I can do both.
Listen, I'm going to look for you.
I've taken myself away from the Tinder game. You know, I'm just removing myself. I want to make sure that I can, you know, play the field on my own terms. So I would say to anybody with a Tinder, J-Swipe, whatever the account is with one of these bios, one funny line that also starts a conversation. So you're doing the favor for the person. So I remember when I was on Tinder, mine was because I had fixed up two friends of mine and they got engaged.
Yo.
So I was like, I'm responsible for two.
I can't really see that happening.
I'm a matchmaker. So this was the line. The bio was, I'm responsible for two of my friends getting engaged. I know love. So then I got a lot of questions like, who did you introduce? You know, that invited conversation. And I would do the same, where if I saw a girl's where it was like, ba-da-da-da-da-da, and it said something about themselves and was kind of, you know, pithy and, you know, funny, I'd be like, okay, here's a jumping off point. Here's something I can, you know, talk about that makes it seem, you know, shows that I put a little more interest than the average swiper. So I would encourage anyone that wants to do that also, and it gets the conversation going. You know, there's a lot of conversations that just go nowhere because you're two people just creating something out of nothing.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's okay. I mean, I think a lot of people with Tinder, it's like, they're sort of, I mean, I personally think that the reason that's done so well is because it's like online dating for people who think they're too cool to online date.
Totally. I totally agree.
Because I'm like that, like secretly.
It's a toe into the online dating world.
It's like, I'm not really online dating. I'm just on Tinder. But yeah, you're fucking online dating. But it's like, I refuse to sign up for OkCupid or whatever. But secretly, I kind of, you know, so I think.
No, you wanted to see what it's all about.
And I think a lot of people on Tinder, like that's kind of, so what I equate it to, like I've had a few guys where you match and the first thing they say is like, oh, hey, want to meet up, and I'm like, well, hold up, because it's kind
well,
of
let's
like,
go to this question. I want to answer this question. Okay. I totally agree. Hold on that thought for 1 second. tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Lindsay Anderson. She is a creator of Tinder in Brooklyn. You can go find them online, tinderinbrooklyn.tumblr.com, also on Instagram at Tinder in Brooklyn. 90%, that's the percent of your life that you're in your underwear, and your underwear gets old fast. You know that feeling of putting on old, saggy underwear? You need to know the feeling of great-fitting underwear that is 2 times softer than cotton. You need to know about MeUndies.com. I've been on this podcast talking about MeUndies a lot the last few weeks, okay? Lindsay, have you ever been to MeUndies?
I haven't.
You haven't?
I'm intrigued now. 2 times softer.
2 times softer, okay?
That seems like a challenge.
Everyone needs to wear underwear. Okay, so you got to go buy them somewhere. And the fact of the matter is, when you have nicer underwear, it shows that you care about yourself a little more. You walk a little straighter. You're a little bit more comfortable. These are things you need as a male or female, right?
Oh, yeah. If a guy's got raggedy panties, it's like...
Game over. And if he calls them panties, it's game over.
Yeah, raggedy undies. Raggedy undies is just like, oh, dude.
That'd be horrible if a guy took off his pants and he was like, I'm sorry about these raggedy panties. And it's like, oh, you got a lot more problems than raggedy right now.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, you all need underwear. Go to MeUndies.com/TFM, and we're going to give you a deal. So that's MeUndies.com/TFM. You get 20% off your first order and free shipping. You save even more when you buy a pack. They guarantee you're going to be happy with them or your first pair is free. Once you feel MeUndies on your body, you're never going to go back. To get that 20% off, you got to go to MeUndies.com/TFM. Up your underwear game. I've done it. You should do it. They're very comfortable underwear. Go to MeUndies.com/TFM. It helps the podcast. Get after it. Lindsay, you ready for our next email? This is on topic with what we were just talking
about. Okay. Give her.
Hey, J.U.
What do you call you?
That's his nickname.
J-U?
J-U, I guess it's Jew.
Oh, like it's a pun on Jew?
Whatever he wants. So here's the situation. I've been on Tinder for a couple months now. I'm a good-looking guy, but that's not my only quality. I've been getting solid matches, but none worth putting in the time or money for gas.
What?
I already see his issue.
I see a lot of issues, but yeah, let's keep going.
Well, give me one, your initial thought on someone who says something like that.
Well, he's making no fucking sense. He says, I'm having solid matches, but none worth the time for money or gas. Like, did they not say up front that they were going to blow you or something? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to happen. In a perfect world, you know, there would be another version of Tinder called I'll blow you, and you'd swipe right.
That's
called Grindr, buddy. You're wrong, dealing with the wrong sex on that
one.
Yeah,
or like those like massage rooms. Like, you know, like you can get that. You just... No, I, okay, but anyways, so what else is he saying?
My Tinder matches look like a lineup of rejected girls who tried out to be Flo for those progressive ads. They're basic as fuck. And when I do get one that looks decent, the conversation gets boring and dry as fuck within five messages. How do I get a conversation to lead to something more without coming off like a piece of shit? How do I get some of the higher quality girls without coming off like a complete douchebag in my bio? Example, here's his diet. I surf, play hockey, and play the guitar. Don't want to look like a triad shoving that in their face in the bio and the pictures. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Your pal. And his Snapchat is MATTLOMMM. Send the shits and shits. P.S. Tell my friend Diego, bitch, Lau, and Elijah to go fuck themselves. Send them shits, no tits on Snapchat. ETPHONE, home 68. And then he writes, and DISEBLAU. Thanks again for loving the podcast. You're the reason for keep the podcast app on my phone. Keep doing you, man. What do you think?
Keep doing you, Jared.
What is your advice for this guy?
Oh, God.
Other than to go see a psychiatrist.
No, I mean, okay. So first of all, where do I start with this guy? I would say, okay, like, try not to be yourself for this dude, maybe. Like,
well, I think, you know, here's the problem with Tinder is that people are putting the cart before the horse.
What I would say, like, strategically, like, if we're going to get, like, straight strategy here, and I'll
strategy.
Just, like, ignore whoever the fuck wrote this. Like, okay. All right, let's just pretend he's not, I don't know. Let's just go straight strategy.
Straight
so,
strategy.
As a chick, if you got to get off the Tinder messages. You got to get into the phone zone.
Totally.
Like, you want to get, you need an excuse to get, because that makes it more legit. And like texting, it's like, it's so sketchy checking your phone for like Tinder messages. So
and it sucks to open it in public.
Exactly.
And, yeah,
and you're, and also you're not going to get the back and forth that you would by a text. So I would suggest, like, first of all, as I was trying to say before, like, don't assume that a chick wants to go out with you just because you guys match. Like, I
got
equate
it.
The match as, like, you know, when you're in a bar, you see someone hot, they look at you, you look at them, you're both like, okay. And then when you start talking, maybe it flows from
change.
There. But then it could be like,
totally.
Yeah, like, I'm really into, like, you know, 50 Cent.
The,
and then
the
it's
Tinder
like, no.
match is more, that's the
that's
agreement
the open,
that we both think we look like someone we would talk
exactly.
to.
Exactly. And then the chatting is the, like, let's see if there's anything more than that.
Yeah.
So that's where you kind of, a lot of guys would be like, well, we match, but then she stopped talking to me. It's like, yeah, she probably realized that it wasn't the right fit.
Totally. I've had that with girls too. That goes both ways.
Totally.
Like, you get on Tinder, and I've been. Here's the thing: like, you have to open up a conversation. Put up the pictures you think you look good in, the ones that you don't look like you're trying. Especially mm-hmm. as a guy, you're not looking like you're trying so hard. If you're gonna put up a funny picture, make sure it's fucking funny
mm-hmm.
and it's original,
yeah.
and you're not just some dude doing something that every dude has done. Mm-hmm. Like the guy with the mustache, that's one of many pictures, right?
Yeah, yeah, and I've actually seen a few guys do the split screen thing. I mean...
But I'm saying you had a moment where you're like, oh, this is funny. This guy has a personality about himself.
Yeah, and I can tell that he also, like, or maybe, I mean, watch me go on Wednesday and be like, I fucking hate this guy. I'm like, give you a comment. Like, Jared, this was the worst decision ever.
Yeah.
I guess, first of all, I just see humor in Tom Selleck as a human.
Totally.
Like, it's like, you know, it's like Burt Reynolds. Like, that's just funny, just
yeah.
full stop.
We did a we talked about this in the podcast. We did a... we used to have a mustache bash, the Tom Selleck mustache bash in my fraternity.
Ooh.
So everyone would take like 3 weeks, grow a mustache, and then we'd just sit on the lawn.
I would have been all over that, with big pounders of beer.
And then we all had t-shirts that said Tom Selleck mustache bash, and it was a picture of him on the front. And then on the back, it said, who wants a mustache ride? Like,
oh my
that's
God.
A fun day.
That's out.
You know, just sitting there, a bunch of dudes admiring one another's mustaches. What a day, right?
This is
why we went to college, you know? So, but I'm saying that is one of those things that, like, you saw the humor in what he put in his pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You had a connection on that, so swipe right.
Yeah.
Then you start the conversation, and there has to be a rat-tat-tat. This goes for girls and guys.
Well, and I think when he says it's kind of dying out after a few messages, that's probably because you're still on Tinder message, like, to be honest. Like, to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, that's the other thing.
You can't go back and forth that quickly on that.
Here's the other thing with any, like, online situation. You gotta fucking shit or get off the pot.
Yes.
Okay? You can't sit there in how is your day mode for more than one time.
How many siblings do you have? Like, really? Do you fucking care?
That's all first date questions,
yeah.
okay? You want to see, especially in the conversation, you can agree or disagree, is is there the back and forth? Are we having fun with this like tennis game? Mm-hmm. So you serve up a, hey, what's up? They write back, not much, just getting done with the weekend, feeling like shit. And then you got, how have you been? Then you write back, did this and that during my weekend. Been feeling like crap too. Like, you know, you get into that conversation mm-hmm. and then you have to ask another question as, you know, about maybe one of their pictures, or maybe you talk about something in your weekend that prompts them to ask something. Oh, I love doing that too.
Yeah. You know, I think it's
say
a good,
specifics.
I think a good strategy is just to, because I think the best way to do a Tinder date is super chill. Like, yeah. you know, some people are like, oh, would you like to go next Saturday? It's like, what the fuck is that? Mm-mm. Like, it's got to be chill. So
it's gotta
I
be
would
quick,
say if you're
ready
like,
to go.
Oh, I was just at this bar last night. Have you been? It's cool. Oh, you should check it out. I'll probably be there tomorrow if you want to like swing by, like make it super casual.
You want that? I would think that there's too much, you know, vagueness to that.
Yeah, not swing by, but if you drop it, if they're like, oh, I've never been, and then you kind of, I mean,
don't you think there should be I would think there should be a point in the conversation where somebody says, yeah, hey, this has been fun. Let's get drinks.
Yeah.
I'm free this Thursday. The longer you take to do those drinks,
yeah.
the more it's never going to happen, because yeah. you're going to get in your head. You're going to be like, oh, I don't want to even do this anymore. Mm-hmm. But you should do it for at least a couple days out.
Yeah.
And say, hey, this was fun. Take my number. I'd love to do drinks. And you give them your number. Mm-hmm. If they text you right away, now that's like a yes. That's them saying, hey, let's do drinks. You know, you've taken that step to say, here's my number. Yeah. I want to get drinks.
Or they'll send it back. As I always do that.
You always send
it
back?
I'm kind of that ass. I'll send my number back.
But even when you send it back, them texting to your number is like them saying yes again.
Yeah. It's like that's okay, a good sign. We're past the Tinder, you know, Tinderland.
You have to move from Tinderland to get this to anywhere right. Don't you think?
I would even suggest you get off the Tinder chat before you suggest the... I mean, it kind of happens at the
What's
same
your
time.
Excuse? Do you do an excuse? I always do the same excuse.
I'll just be like, this is so fucking embarrassing opening this app. Like, or usually they'll do
out.
It for, but yeah, it's just like, this is kind of awkward. Like, can we just like get off Tinder because it's the
I
worst.
Always do, hey, this thing drains my battery. You want to go to text?
Oh, is that?
Boom.
Oh my God. That,
this thing kills my battery.
I thought that was
text?
A real thing.
That's not. That is a real thing, but it's also not a real
I've
thing.
I've heard that one. I'm almost like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, then that gets you to text land.
It does.
Now that's also you saying yes.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, the more yes as you get, the more you're gaining interest, the more this person's saying I'm into what you're doing.
Yeah. And then, like, I mean, sometimes you'll get to text land and you realize they're not, like, there's just not gonna jibe, and then at that point you call it off. But I mean,
dude, what do you think about the now I have this issue where, let's say you match with someone on Tinder, mm-hmm. okay, you get the match, you now what happens is you swipe real quick. This is my thing. Mm-hmm. I would swipe real quick. Then I get the match, and then when I do see the match, I'd reevaluate.
Oh, yeah.
Totally, right?
Yeah.
When you reevaluate, sometimes you're like, ah, there's a four more pictures I didn't really look at that I'm not into.
Mm-hmm.
Do you leave that person, or do you block them right away?
Look at you. You're like, I've got all these matches.
Well,
and I just
said
they're not all up to my standards. I mean, I don't have
it's not
the
about
selection
standards,
that you have.
But some people, it's not about standards. It's about some people get offended if, like, let's say a guy approaches you on Tinder.
Sometimes I unmatched a guy yesterday.
So what happened?
You know what? So I gave him my number and I said, I know, like, silly me. And I said something along the lines of, okay, just so you know, you're in my phone. It's like Tim the Tinder Man.
And Tim the Tinder Man. I always do this. Here's a piece of advice for people out there. When you match with someone on Tinder and you bring it to text and you want to find out their last name, this is the joke you do, okay? This is my stock material. I'll give this. This is a free one.
All right.
Go on iTunes and rate us. Give us a nice rating if you like this one, because this is a free. The next one costs you money, okay? Ready? So when I do a match on Tinder, I'll go... and then I bring it to the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'll text him like, hey, I'm Jared. My last name, ironically, is Tinder. So you can keep it as Jared Tinder.
Oh, that's good, actually.
That's good, right?
Yeah,
and then
like
they write back. They're like, ha, 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 ha. And it's like, I'll need your last name so I can put it in my phone so it doesn't look like, well, I'm a Tinder.
It's funny because I never actually give a fuck what someone's last name is, like, at all.
You don't want to look him up?
No, but listen. Okay, so this guy, I was sort of joking with him, like, because I had put him in my phone as Tim the Tinder Man. And he goes, I'd actually prefer if you called me Tim so-and-so. And I was like, really? He goes, yes, please.
Yes, please?
And I was he's like,
it's already weird. I'm weirded out. My boner just went inside of me.
I know. And then I was like, Kate, and not to be harsh, but it's like, clearly he's going to think I'm a dick because I just don't take anything seriously.
Yeah.
I also suspected he might be the kind who's like, it's Timothy. You know, like I just, the seriousness about that. Like normally a guy's like, oh, you're in there's like Lindsay, the Tinder person, like whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I just, the way that he was like, actually, I would prefer if you went by Timothy, like so and so. And I was just like,
Timothy Esquire the third.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I just was like, proper.
And he was old, like, I was like, okay, you're serious. So, I mean, maybe, but also that's like a nice thing to do for him because he would fucking hate me. Like,
what do you mean?
I just am so informal that if he's the kind of guy who's like, actually, totally. I find that a bit offensive.
Well, that's the thing with Tinder. The minute, like, it's so loose and it's so right away and it's so immediate and there's so much of a bucket of people. If you feel something weird right away, cut bait. There's no reason to hang on to these Tinder people that have accumulated over time or like that you keep going. You know, if you're someone that's out there being like, why won't he make a date on Tinder? Get away. You already have a problem. This is not going to work out.
Yeah.
He's not all of a sudden going to turn into this person that makes the date that you want to happen. Like if he won't do it within the comfortable amount of time.
Yeah.
Totally. So tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Lindsay Anderson. She is the creator of Tinder in Brooklyn. You're doing fantastic. Happy to have you on.
Tinderinbrooklyn.tumblr.com.
Go find him on Instagram, Tinder in Brooklyn on Instagram. She's got a sex column for the
Coveter.
It's a
tricky word. Yeah,
it always
fucks
me out.
The Coveter.
You're a Canadian.
I am Canadian.
Toronto.
Yes.
This one's called Help a Canadian. Before we get to that, let's go to, we have another sponsor this week, guys.
Okay.
Listen, it's baseball season. Are you a Blue Jays fan?
You can ask my friends about that one.
Oh.
Not particularly.
No? Well, there's a thing called FanDuel. Okay.
Okay.
The MLB season's starting like literally today. FanDuel is changing the way people play fantasy baseball. It's more fun than ever. Don't miss your chance to join before the season starts really getting going. So you can sign up now to play one day fantasy baseball at FanDuel.com. That's one day fantasy baseball at FanDuel.com. They're the leader in one day fantasy baseball for real money with immediate cash payouts. Entry fees start at just $1. You don't have to wait 6 months to win a league. You can play today, win tonight. Pick a brand new team any day you want. No season long commitment and no upfront fees. Make every game exciting with FanDuel. Listen, guys, I play it. It's a lot of fun. Right now, you're going to go into the dog. We're starting, the summer is coming quickly, and you get
too quickly.
Quickly. Right now, like, you know, football, the draft is coming. That's fun to watch. And, like, you know, basketball and hockey, the playoffs are going to start. You need a nightly fix for sports. You know, you want to be able to have a little skin in the game. FanDuel is the way to do it. You make your own teams. You can play daily. Keeps everything exciting. There's no more dealing with your best players on the DL. You can make a new one every day. People are winning real money out there, and TFM Podcast is going to help you get what we call in the Jew industry a deal. Okay, so go to FanDuel.com.
Make him a deal.
Click on the microphone in the upper right hand corner. Use my code TFM, and you sign up now with that. So this is a special offer. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it with up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus as up to $200. And the offer is only good for the first 50 people that use the code TFM. Don't forget to use the code with that microphone in the right-hand corner, TFM. That's FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today, guys. Get on that offer. Use it. Support the podcast. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. This one's called Help a Canadian. Hey, J-Train, love the podcast, and so does everybody up here in my small town in the middle of buttfuck nowhere, Canada.
Oh, Toronto.
You know that place.
Hello,
you know
Fred.
Buttfuck, right?
Ah.
So if you want to give me a Snapchat shout-out, my username is Alex Font with an E81. Alex Font with an E81. Because who couldn't use 3 second shot of a boob every once in a while? Well, you're going to get a lot of shit.
I was going to say. Yeah. I feel like.
Are you on Snapchat?
I want to be just for the shit pics.
Start
now.
A Tinder in Brooklyn page.
Maybe I should do that.
Right when you leave here.
Okay, I'll do that. Then but I only want the shits. I see enough.
Only the shits.
Well, not that many.
I'm at the point with these shits pictures where I'm literally like, oh, that's a good one.
Like, you're like,
shit connoisseur. And I show, and I know I'm weird because I'll show I'll be like, I'll look at it and I'll be like with a friend and I'll put in their face and they'll be like, why the fuck would you do that? It's like I show them a dead body or some shit and I'm like some weirdo.
Well, like I used to work with all guys and like I know they used to like come back with like pictures on their phones like, hey dude, like this shit I just made, and I'd be like, I'm sitting right here. But I feel like the novelty for me, so I'm not. One dude called a shit.
He sent me a shit. It was like 3 feet long, and he was like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar shit, and I was like, "That's hilarious."
I shouldn't be
laughing at that at 30.
How are you with 2 second timeouts?
We can take a 2 second timeout.
Is that all right?
Can we stop the podcast for a second? We're gonna do a bathroom break. Hey, we're back. Lindsay just had to go blow her nose.
I did.
It's going around.
I'm dying right now.
You don't take nose spray? I take nose spray all the time.
No, I just do the DayQuil and NyQuil. It also like loosens me up, you know? Yeah. So it's like there's an added bonus. Yeah, I'm feeling all like DayQuil-y right now.
So let's help this Canadian. So here's the point of my email. I've been texting this 889. We have a podcast rating system, face, body, personality.
Oh,
889. Girls can do it too. So every day for 2 months.
Wait, no. Go on.
Okay.
An 889.
Yeah, face, body, personality. That's a hot chick.
Okay.
Eight face, eight Bravo, body, sir. Nine personality. What?
Bravo, sir. Look at you and your 889.
For 2 months, we hang out every once in a while, and I'm really starting to like her. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the fat, funny guy and have no idea why she would ever talk to someone like me. But who am I to question that? She just got out of a shitty relationship and is scared for a repeat of that. I, though, was in the friend zone until I got a text in the middle of the day to come over. I drove over to her house and she sucked my dick like it was going out of style. This has become a regular thing. Every once in a while, she will show friend zone signs. What should I do to lock her up? I'm willing to put in some time in hopes of getting the puss on the regular. I like that he shortened puss... but kept the regular.
I know. I was thinking that too.
He could have gone pussy on the reg, but he went puss on the regular.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. Canada switches it up. Thanks in advance for doing what you're doing. Canada loves you. Some lucky ass fat guy. What do you think this guy should do? He's dealing with a girl that he feels is out of his league.
It's so funny because it's such a Canadian email. It's like, I can't imagine why she'd want to talk to me. Like, it's just so, like, already such a Canadian.
Oh, look at me with getting blowjobs daily.
Yeah, like, I think I'm still in the friend zone. Like, no, you're totally not in the fucking friend zone. Yeah. She's sucking your dick. Like, just FYI.
But I hear his, like, concern because she's just out of a relationship. He could just be some guy to make her feel good about herself until she gets herself back on her feet, right?
Well, so here's, as a female, here's my biggest concern.
Go.
Is, are you reciprocating?
Oh.
I mean, is she just sucking your dick and then you're like, oh, thanks, that was fun. Want to play some more video games? Like, I don't know. Like, so as a female, there's another element here, and that involves like you actually giving her some.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were looking for something serious, someone who wants to reciprocate. That's pretty important. So, I mean, my first tip for this guy would be like, once you're done getting your nuts
Give her something she can't necessarily be guaranteed to get somewhere else.
Well, yeah.
She's guaranteed to find another guy who's willing to get blown.
Yeah, that's true.
There's somebody out there.
Girl, such a nice Canadian girl running around just like bestowing blowjobs upon like these chubby guys.
I like the way you're bestowing blowjobs, like you're dothing knights.
How it sounds.
But I agree with you. Like, you know, first of all, he's got to get out of this attitude where he's not good enough for her. You have to own.
I feel like that's a Canadian
thing. She's coming for you. But I'm saying, like, if he says, like, I can't believe you're giving me blowjobs, she'd be like, maybe he's right. I could be giving other people blowjobs.
But she
can go find a guy to give a blowjob to anywhere. So your advice, and I would agree with, is give her something that she's guaranteed to have, which is him going down on her too.
Yeah, and like, well, for a while, you can just keep at that shit. She can go like 3 rounds with that. Like,
ask her questions.
Yeah, I mean,
how do you feel about a guy? Like, if this guy is maybe he's not sure of his going downtown prowess.
Well, he's got none right now. Guys are so funny to me because you get the team. He's like, what could I possibly do to make maybe you should try giving her some pleasure, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a good place to start.
I would assume he was, but I guess you're right.
I mean, the way my takeaway was that she just comes over, blows him. He's like, "Thank you, like, let's go." Like, and that's,
see you next
that's,
time. Some, gotta
like,
go.
You know, it's not saying that she's not enjoying herself while she's giving it. I mean, like, giving head can be totally fun. Lots of chicks dig it, and like. So it's not saying she's not getting anything out of that arrangement, but I mean, if you're thinking like, what else could I possibly do here? Like, here's a tip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why don't you take off her pants?
But it also elevates your status. Like, she's not going to leave guaranteed great, a guy who's a guaranteed great going down guy.
I think it's pretty hard to be really bad at it. I mean, again—
You never had a horrible situation with it?
Nothing.
What's the worst ever?
God, I mean— honestly, I don't think I've had anything too bad.
What makes
bad.
A guy a bad, we need a more, I feel weird
pussy
saying.
Pussy eater?
Pussy eater, that feels
that
a little
feels
dirty.
A bit
my mom might be listening.
Muff, yeah, muff diver?
Muff diver, I like muff diver. Scuba muffer, go. What makes a bad scuba muffer?
I don't think.
And I'm going to coin that phrase.
A scuba muffer,
making a t-shirt with a scuba guy on it, scuba muffer.
I feel like I've
on his
been...
face is a fish. So, what makes a bad scuba muffer?
I feel like I need to like knock on wood because I feel like I've been pretty lucky. I don't
really?
Think I think a lack of it or just an unwillingness to do it. That's the worst thing. It's like, excuse me.
We talked about this on an episode before. I said that an unenthusiastic blowjob is
like
the worst
it's
thing
like
ever.
You, first of all, be excited to be down there.
Yeah.
And
well, I think you want to add, like, for this guy, he might be worried about it. I think for any guy, you and I've been this guy before. Ask questions. What do you like?
Mm-hmm.
What do you not like? Listen to her noises.
Yeah. Or just be like, is that feel good? And like that can sort of sound like dirty and fun and like a sort of as opposed to some weird like sexy
talk.
You could even
do it like the best is like post-game talk.
No.
You don't like it?
No.
Why not?
Because every...
Was it good? No. I'm not saying was it good.
Yay, high five. Would you like a cookie? Like,
you,
I don't know.
You have to
like,
be confident that it was good.
I think...
But I'm saying the post-game talk of like... what did you like? What did you not like?
Yeah.
You know, I liked when you did this. Even if you make it personal, I liked when you did this. That could get her talking. I liked when you did this.
I think you just incorporate it into like the dirty talk of it. Like don't make it as like, this is an instruction that I'm giving you. Make it as like, I'm saying something hot, but I'm also giving you pointer into like what you should be doing. So if you're like, oh, like right there, like don't just say that. Like,
this is a message to the ladies then.
Both ways, both people.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If you can say that you're enjoying something, and that turns the other person on because you're being vocal, and you're like,
totally.
But you don't. But I mean, obviously, you can't be like, oh, that is horrendous.
Yeah, we had
abort. Like that won't work.
Someone messaged in about a silent guy, a guy who was silent while getting his blowjob, and it's like, I understood her perspective because in the same way, I would want a girl to like, you know. To like, it's kind of like
silence is like the worst. It's like, I'm never doing this again. Like this is, like, I actually had that once, and I was like, really? Like I thought it was so. And you can tell those are the kids who went
just
to like
give a
Catholic
sigh,
school.
You know, give
and
a nice
just
sigh.
So like what is that? Yeah, just any sort of. I mean,
but it's like it's kind of like when you. It's like Marco Polo. Okay, you want to get a blowjob. You want to get.
That's
you're gonna
perfect.
Get a muffa diver. You want to act like it's Marco Polo. Okay, your eyes are closed, but you're listening for the spots that you should be directing yourself to. So
yeah.
You're listening for. Marco, you know, like you're like a hot Marco. And every time you hear that Marco or whatever her version of Marco is, you keep doing that thing.
It's not that complicated.
No.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Going back to the scuba muffer thing, it's like a little bit of sonar, you know? It's like,
yes.
Sonar. Oh,
thing.
You're getting there. That's good.
I like that, Chris.
I gotta say, like, just get down there, man. Like, it's
get
not
dirty.
You're not gonna fuck it up. I mean, okay, now that I've said that, I'm going to have a bunch of girls email me, like, could you believe this one guy, what he did? Like, I'm sure guys have, like, you know, unless you do some weird Cosmo shit, like, oh, I'm going to bring some ice cubes and, like, a feather duster and, like, start putting things, like, I don't
unless
know.
Unless you go directly with a thumb in the ass, like, right off the bat, like, you're going to be fine.
Who would ever do that?
Oh, my God. Who would ever?
We're both like, oh, I've never done that, no.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Lindsay Anderson of Tinder in Brooklyn. Tinder in Brooklyn. Tumblr.com. Also on Instagram. Go follow them. Go support them. Tinder in Brooklyn. House crawl. You ever do a drinking house crawl? Where you go from place to place.
In college.
Well, this guy writes in, yo, Dr. J Tits, I need some advice, dude. It's finally house crawl season. Since the weather's nice, people are going to be doing drinking during the day.
Porch crawls.
What's that?
We call them porch crawls.
Porch crawls.
Yeah, there's actually a drink. Do you not do this?
Please.
There's a drink called the porch crawl.
Well, hold on. Before you get into that, I'm sure you know what house crawls are, but if you don't, they're basically just a big excuse to drink. Mm-hmm. Instead of just throwing a house crawl for the hell of it, I'd really like to theme it. Any ideas for themes, especially for a crawl? Much appreciated. Now explain the porch crawl drink.
I think it was just the one that, I never made it. It was always like the guys are having the porch crawl. It just was one that was delicious.
That's
and
the guy
you
with
couldn't take
the Rufinol.
Yeah. There's like some NyQuil
You're
in there.
You're like, oh, this is delicious.
No, I think it was, it always was like purple.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know, like something with fruit punch. So he's looking for a theme, this guy. Oh, God, be careful, right? You know how many, you always see every frat with like a, like pimps and hoes or something, just like.
Yeah, I think we can be, I think we can help them be more creative than that.
Yeah, something like not racist. Like,
well, I think.
Sexist, we could do it.
No, we could do it. We could do it together.
Yeah.
I think what you're saying also, like, the specialty drinks is a fun thing. Like, if you set up every house with a different type of drink, you made one a grenade house. We made these things called Skippies. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have Skippies?
I don't think so.
It was a case of beer, a handle of vodka, and a container of Country Time lemonade.
That actually sounds kind of good.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It'll get you fucked up because you don't realize how much
the
it
lemonade.
Moves. Yeah, the lemonade is so sugary that it just took away all the bite of it. So those were Skippies. So I would maybe have a drink for every house, and you have to finish the drink before you move on to the next house.
Yeah.
I would also, we used to do this thing called, you know, around the world where every house is a different country.
Yeah, I actually did, because I did a lot of international studying. So I did that with, like, I was on exchange, and there's like the whole weird posse of exchange kids in New Zealand, because none of the New Zealanders wanted to hang with us. So we just had this posse of like, oh, you're from Italy, I'm from Canada. And like we had a crew, and we did the most authentic around the world party where everyone, and I just brought Canadian Club because I'm a lazy asshole. So I just like just showed up with that. I was like, hey. But anyways, so yeah, I've done that. That works really well.
That's fun.
And then it's like, it's a good excuse to, you know, first of all, get hammered because you're just like, well, I haven't tried this one yet.
Yeah, it's totally cultural. That's fun. And I think like also with all these, you know, especially with something, what you do with any porch crawl or house crawl, whatever you're going to do that's basically you traveling, these are really good opportunities to meet new people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good rush tool. So if you're out there like thinking of things to do for rush, but you should, and it's also good to meet chicks and dudes and stuff. But my thing would be to create groups and make it like a team event.
Oh, that's good.
So at every, so I'm not sure about a theme necessarily, but what I would do is make it into a game. So at each house, you have to do some event that gets revealed at the end. So you become teams. You know, your group is put together before the event. You split up the teams in however way. So if you do it with a sorority, you would say, okay, split your sorority into groups of five. We'll split our fraternity into groups of five, and you just match those groups like A, B, C, D, whatever it is, to mix them up.
Yeah.
And then
beer pong.
You do beer or something that's like a race. So maybe it's you do like, you know, flip cup, but you do timed flip cups. So you write your time at every house. Everyone, you know, one house is just the flip cup house.
Mm-hmm.
So you do. So it would be like it's kind of like a beer Olympics type of thing.
Yeah.
So maybe at one house is the flip cup house. So you see if your team can do it in under a certain amount of time. You write down your time. You put it in the bucket at the end. The winner gets that
point. At the end, everyone's so drunk that they do
hammered.
Not remember how many points they got.
Exactly. Now you're talking to some chick about how we got to do this game. We got to win. And then you forget who wins. And now you've got a chick in your hand.
Yeah. In your hand.
In your hand.
And you give a binder of them.
Like, a binder of chicks.
Yeah, a binder full of chicks that you just select from your party.
But I'm saying if you make it into an event where there's stakes involved, now everyone gets into that. And that becomes the conversation.
Yeah.
You have something to lean on.
You know what I think? I think that totally works, but I just knowing myself and my friends, we'd be too hammered by the end to keep track. One thing I went to recently, it was like dress
that's
as
why
you were.
Said, but I'll go keep going.
It was dress as you were like in grade seven or dress as you were in high school, which gives everyone, so it's like it gives people who want to go slutty the opportunity to go slutty. Because like you can be
like this, everyone used to do Britney Spears. When
yeah,
I was,
yeah. But like it's not restrictive. So you could just do. I had a friend. She's the coolest chick ever. She dressed up. It was she dressed up in like a full Burberry suit and got like cornrows and she just went as like a thug.
That's hilarious.
But so you can kind of do whatever you want.
So like a nursery school bar crawl.
Well, that could get weird. I mean,
middle school bar crawl. Everyone's with like
It sounds like an after-school special. Yeah, because like the Lifetime Network, like what not to do, and then they all died from weed.
Let's keep it safe. I would say maybe like a middle school bar crawl where everyone's wearing those like LL Bean backpack, with their initials on the back. Like that would be fun.
Yeah, just like the dorky,
and you can sex it up or not.
Butterfly clips. You know?
There you go.
Or you probably don't. You're a guy.
I'd wear a butterfly clip, right?
That's, I think you could rock
it.
I could rock it.
Yeah. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. This is called Rebound Mode. Hey, J-Train, first off, happy Passover. Thanks, man. It sucks.
Surprisingly sweet.
Yeah, that's very nice. It sucks, but you're an inspiration to us Jews everywhere. I guess I'll take that as a compliment. I'll cut to the chase. I'm a first-year chemical engineering PhD student. Yes, we listen to your podcast. Woo!
He's very proud of his major.
Just upsold our podcast listener demographic at your alma mater. Oh, he's Penn State. He was a former teak at a smaller Midwestern school. The first day I was in Happy Valley, my serious girlfriend of 2 years ended abruptly. Needless to say, it was pretty tough. They say there's a winner and a loser in every breakup. I'm 100% the loser.
Oh my God. Chemical engineer.
Long story short, like 8 months later, I still feel like I'm in, and he puts in quotes, rebound mode. While this definitely helps me after 2 a.m. on a Friday, Saturday night, is this an appropriate amount of time to still be rebounding? And if so, how do I get out of this? Definitely love the podcast. It keeps me sane during the week. Inspiration to Jews everywhere. Thanks, the Bear Jew.
With a sign off. I just like that sign off. The Bear Jew.
What do you think? Do you think this is too long to be rebounding? It does sound like he still cares about the person that dumped him.
I guess it depends how you define rebound. Like, first of all, like, I feel really lucky. Like, I'm happy for him that he's rebounding in a time where Tinder exists.
Yeah, totally.
Because that's, like, a fucking helpful
tool. It gets
tool
you out
right there. I don't know. I mean...
Have you ever been dumped?
I haven't been dumped, but I've had the guy do that thing where you know he doesn't want to dump you, so he's just pissing me off so much, so I have to do it. So I feel like that technically I did get dumped.
Every guy's dream.
But he did it. He's just like, I had to do it, but I was like, fuck you.
That's every guy's dream, is to get dumped. Every guy is such a pussy. We all are like, okay, there's always this moment where you're like, I can either dump her or I can... Yeah. Really let her know that I want to dump her. And everyone kind of does that thing.
Yeah.
The real pussies, I've been that pussy where you just are like, okay, I'll just fucking make this person
I kind of wanted to stay with him longer just to fuck with him a bit. Like, also, I really liked his sister. So I remember it was just kind of like, I mean, I could stick this out. Like, it became like, oh, yeah.
Did you feel bad after that, though?
No, I remember telling him, like, being like, you're, like, you, why, you know, he could have done this. Yeah. But he, so I
you
I just consider...
You probably lost respect for him after that.
Not really. It was kind of hilarious. It was kind of like, I mean, as a person, but I kind of, I'm like, I see what you did there, motherfucker. I felt like I wish I'd gotten there first.
Yeah.
But as a chick, like, I just don't have time for that shit. So, like,
totally.
I mean, I consider that one, like, I haven't been dumped, but, like, that one kind of was. Like, to me, it felt like it was.
Well, I've been dumped, and I will say this. It does suck because the person dumping you is doing it 2 weeks at the least.
After
they've decided.
Yeah.
So the person dumping decided, and I'm saying 2 weeks before, and it's usually a lot longer.
I did a year once.
You knew for a year?
A year.
And what you made the decision. You're like, I'm going to dump this person. Then it just kept going for a year.
I have no idea what the fuck I was thinking. Yeah.
It happens.
It does, because sometimes you're just
you
like.
You feel bad. I mean, the other.
And you don't hate the person. You're like, you're so cool. You're so fun.
Well, those are the hardest breakups
We're
to do.
We're
still
fucking. It's nice. Like, yeah. It's all right. But then it's like, after a while, you're like, oh my God, like, I have to do another Easter with your family. Like, kill me.
Well, those are the hardest ones to do, the ones that are like, you're cool, I'm cool, but this isn't cool.
Yeah.
You know? And that's kind of hard to do because it's like. It's so much easier to dump somebody when they're like being an asshole.
I know.
And you kind of when you end it with somebody that is great, you kind of have this moment where you're like, I don't. And they want explanation. You can't give it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always tough because
or it's like, what can I do? And you're like, I'd like
be you.
No, what? It feels so.
There's
bad.
Nothing you can do.
Yeah, and it's also just don't ask.
But
that.
I think
it's
for like, this guy, he still seems like he's like. Into this other person, and you can't tell someone to stop feeling that way. I think, you know,
it might just be a pride issue. I think for a lot of guys, like, do we know that he's still under, or maybe he's just like, shit, I got dumped, that was the worst ever. Like,
he did call himself the loser 100%.
Yeah,
you're right. I think Yeah, get over it, man.
Can we send him some Snapchat tits or something? Like,
he didn't give a
or
Snapchat.
Or like the big giant.
Well, I think the best way to get out of that funk is to stop thinking you're the loser. I think anytime I've ended with somebody, mm-hmm. I'm like, I kind of consider it like I'm letting a caged animal out into the, you know, back free. Mm-hmm. You're free, young one. Go.
Run.
Go fuck.
Run along.
You know, like I never think of that person as a loser.
Yeah.
And when I got dumped, I felt the same way as him. Yeah. I felt like the loser, but I'm better off. I'm better off because I'm going to find someone who's better for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he should try and spin this in the most positive sense. Like, if you've ended it with guys, it sounds like on a number of occasions you're an attractive girl and woman. And like, but I'm saying, like, when you've ended it, you've never thought of them as a loser. You were just like, this isn't the right thing
for
me. Always... Everyone's a little bit more narcissistic than we want to believe.
Yeah, no, I've never thought that like... Yeah, I mean, I remember having this thought, like, I was so annoyed because I remember thinking, like, when you're a kid, you're kind of taught that, like, people break up because either someone cheats or because you fall out of love.
Yeah.
And that's not true. Sometimes something happens in between. You're still kind of in love. It's just not going to work. And I was fuck all these Disney movies.
There's a lot less drama to endings than we want to believe.
It's not just about cheating or falling. Sometimes you can still love someone. You're just like, dude, I just and that's cool. Like, for me at least, like, I'm really into traveling. I like to move around a lot. A lot of guys are really like, you know, I've had a lot of jealousy issues, I'd say. Like, guys that I date get really like, because I worked in an all male environment, so they'd be like, oh, he wants to fuck you, and I'm like, and like, just because you work, if I'm working with like creepy 50-year-old dudes in finance, like, yeah, one or two of them is probably gonna try to get a nut in, but like, it's like, that's not,
and that's how they'll say it too. Trying to get a nut in.
I mean, I don't know, like, it, but that doesn't, first of all, and that's not me, that's any female in like that, like, it's not like me flattering
like
myself.
Any girl you date is gonna get hit on. Get over.
Yeah, exactly. So to me, that's always like, you're gonna give me shit for, like, that makes me want to cheat on you because you're being such a fucking pain in the ass about this.
Yeah,
stuff.
And it also shows weakness. He's not being confident.
Well, all. Yeah, it's like, anyway, so I mean, that's been a, I guess, a problem for me. But I never think, like, when I go to a relationship, it's always sort of like, I don't know, you do wish the best, and you kind of am not like, oh, that guy sucks, like, that's never, embarrassing
but
for
I
them.
Think like, that's the thing, what you're saying is so true. 99% of things that end aren't because of specific reasons, so there's never so 99% it's not because you're a loser, it's just because grown apart or just not feeling it anymore.
Or you
the
just
match
never reciprocated
right.
with oral sex. Yeah. Like, you just took it and took it and took it. And like, I mean,
you didn't go, what did we call it?
Scuba
muffer.
Something.
You weren't a scuba muffer. No, but I also think there's no, here's the other thing that people don't talk about a lot. There's no limit on how many times you're going to look back and say what could have been. So to think,
that's
like
the stupidest game to play, though.
But it's a bad game to play. But he shouldn't judge himself for spending. He said that it's been 8 months, and he feels like he shouldn't be in rebound mode. You're a little piece of you is all, especially in the internet
age.
You're always going to look back and be like, "What would life have been like with that person? And what life would have been like?" And that takes whatever time is up to you. So don't feel like more of a loser because you're still thinking about that. Because everyone thinks about what life would have been.
And you know, it's funny. Like, I mean, I tell like a lot of my friends this, like, you know, this guy's in university, right? And he's going through a breakup. Like, what, you want to marry someone you met in university? Like,
he's in grad school too. So like, he's also like, he's in state college. There's so many girls there. There's so many bars.
Yeah.
Get out there and don't think of yourself as the loser. You won by getting released into state college to fuck 1,000 chicks.
Like,
you know?
My parents got together in grade 7, I think.
Yeah.
And everyone's always like, oh, that's so cute. I'm like, they fucking hate each other. Like, they're still together. But
TFM
like
podcast admissions.
No, but they just do. I mean, like, they're whatever.
No, but
they're
chill. You live in an age where you have the time to vet the opposite sex or your partner out. Use it.
Like,
feel lucky for it.
I'm 28. I'm single. Like, thank God. I mean, I think there's a lot of, you know, when I think about the types of guys that I was into, like, when I was younger, it's just doesn't jibe with me right now. So I mean, that's cool. Like, he's got time to meet some new interesting people. Like,
totally, get out there.
Stop calling yourself a loser, though, you motherfucker. Like, that's weird.
Let's do this one. I like this email. We're gonna do one more email, and then we'll cut out to do some news. Lindsay, thank you for coming on. This has been great.
Yeah,
I think you've been perfect.
Have a good time.
Go check out Lindsay's website, tinderinbrooklyn.tumblr.com. You can also go check it out on Instagram at Tinder in Brooklyn, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And then at Tinder in Brooklyn on Instagram, and if you join Snapchat, I'll tweet it out and we'll get you some ship pictures.
That'd be amazing.
I'm on Snapchat, all the stuff, JTrain56. Go to my website, JTrainComedy.com. Go check out all my tour dates, all my podcasts, videos, and columns. I had a column just come out that did really well that people seemed to like called The Man Bun is Ruining This Country.
Oh, my God.
And so you can go check that out. Check it out. It's on my Twitter, JTrain56.
How did I miss that? I follow like a Man Bun account.
Do you?
On Instagram.
Are you into him?
When applied appropriately, you see all these guys
trying. That was what the whole thing was about.
It's like the ones, it's like.
Because there's a lot of tryhards. There's a lot of like second generation buns. And I'm like, fuck you, dude.
It doesn't work. It's got to be like authentically coming from like your man bun soul. It can't.
That was what the column's about. So go check it out.
It's like we're on the same wavelength, Jared.
We're killing it right now.
Clearly I do my research before I sit down to a podcast, right?
Banging Grandpas, this is called. Sup, Jew Train. here's the deal. I met this guy. Oh, this is from a female listener. We love the female emails. Keep sending them in. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. I met this guy through a mutual friend, and after a night out, one too many tequila shots, I went home with him and had a great time. We started hooking up periodically and getting to know each other over some great pillow talk. Always good. Here's where the story gets good. One night, the realization occurred that the guy, who I swear was around 24, was actually 29, causing me to reveal that I was not in fact as old as he thought, but actually 20. In my defense, I'm a junior in college, very young for my grade, and used to be being the youngest person in the room and lying about my age. I hear that.
Okay.
But let me give everyone else advice out there. If you're 18, like if you know you're younger, give that person all the information they need to make a decision like that. Like I know you want to hide your age. And maybe you said you're 21, especially with like fake IDs and stuff. And like, if I'm in a bar, I'm assuming, and I guess that's on me a little bit. I would assume that most people in that bar are of age, and I'm trusting the bar to make, to check people. But be upfront about that, because you don't want to get in a situation where you feel someone feel like I feel like if I was this guy, he shouldn't be lying about his age either. He should be more upfront also.
My friend went out with a guy for like, and like their 6 month anniversary, she found his driver's license and he was like 6 years older than he is.
Really?
Yeah.
And what did she do?
I think she was like in Banff on like the ski vacation together, and she was just like, holy
no
fuck.
Fucking way.
Yeah, he was a bit of a douche canoe. He was like he was a massive douche canoe, actually. He was the
a
worst.
A douche canoe?
A canoe of douche.
What's that?
Just like it's a fucking douche canoe. Like not just a douche bag. That would be inadequate. A douche canoe. Maybe it's like a Canadian thing. I don't know.
Douche canoe.
A douche canoe.
Okay, I'll
like
use
new,
that. Yeah, it's new to me. TFMpodcast@gmail.com if you know douche canoe.
Douche canoe.
So, but I mean, but we're, right now you're looking back at him saying he's a douche canoe. But
that's because he, 6 months in, she's like, you know, that's like, it's one thing
well,
if you're
meeting
a
different
a
person.
Bit.
Like, now there's one lie becomes many lies.
Yeah. I mean,
lies are like Medusa. You cut off one head and it becomes 10 more.
Is that what happens with Medusa?
Yeah, that was the whole thing, right, Chris?
That's yeah, but you said seven heads or whatever.
But then you'd cut off one, then become more.
I think it might be Komodo dragons. I don't know.
Whatever it is, just one lie never is just one lie, especially in relationships. You start saying you're 24 as opposed to 29, and it's like, oh, yeah, remember Lizzie McGuire? And you're like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You know, like, and you're now lying that you watched Lizzie McGuire. Like, I'm just saying, like, you... If you're at a bar underage, but you meet a guy, you should let that guy know.
Yeah, that's just shady.
It's just shitty.
Like, I don't know. Like, you like worst case, the guy's a freak out about that. Like, you, I think that's just actually.
Give the guy the benefit of the doubt. Let him make that decision.
I used to do the opposite when I was in bars underage. So in Canada, it's like 19. So I remember I'd go with my friends, and like if some guy was bugging us, I'd sort of turn around and I'd be like, I'm 15.
Like, well, that works too. And then he's like, thank God. What if he turns to you and is like, that's perfect.
That happened once. And we're like, and we gotta go. Like, you know. I think that's.
She writes in her defense. So I'm saying my policy on this is everyone should just be a little bit more upfront about their age. After what was a mix of shock and the need to reevaluate our life choices, we decided, fuck it. It works. It's fun. It's hot and drama free. So we continued our fuckery. Obviously, at this point, the understanding was reached that this is 100% a sex-only situation, and we are both on the same page that we will never date. This has gone on for 2 months, and I have no complaints. And then she puts in parentheses, except he has since turned 30, and I got to check the fucking someone a decade older box that I didn't know I had on my bucket list. But here's my first question. As someone that is around the same age as this dude, in your opinion, what is the acceptable age difference for some good old-fashioned friends with benefits sexing? Hmm. Or for the dating... for dating, for those curious about that. What do you think the acceptable age range is?
I mean, 9 years is fine. Like, I personally, I've gone a bit older than
What's the oldest you've ever dated?
Not dated, but I've had things with people who are more than 10 years older than me, yeah. I'd say.
What was the, how did you feel about that?
Awesome.
You loved it.
Yeah, I think.
I think it's more fun for the girl than it is for the guy.
Well, I think, I mean, first of all, because like guys, there's some, again, like I think I've dealt with a lot of sort of like older guys are just more, this is a generalization, but I think they're more secure.
Yeah,
like,
they know who they are.
They just don't give a fuck. And I kind of like that because like I've got shit going on, they've got shit going on. I feel like younger guys are more like, I noticed that you liked someone's Instagram and yet you haven't texted me
yeah,
back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
and that's not all of them, but on like, I mean, I think that.
Well, I think as you get older, and I'll say this about myself, like I am definitely the person, both people you've described. I was the guy that was like, oh my God, she's fucking liking someone else's mm-hmm. Instagram. And now I think I've grown up to a guy where it's like, this is the deal.
Yeah.
You either in or you're out.
Yeah.
Like, and if you're out, good luck. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's my attitude on dating and meeting people now. And it's like, you know, if you don't want, let's not waste each other's time. So I think that's like an older perspective where it's like, this is me. This is my personality. Yeah. This is my body. You're either into this wonderland or you're not.
Wonderland. Yes. So, that's exactly what I told. Yes.
I told wonderland. John Mayer that. So that's.
John Mayer.
So what do you,
I sat on the couch with him once.
You did?
Yes.
There's a bar him. He hangs out at downtown.
We should talk about that later.
Yeah. So I know the bar he goes to.
Yeah, he's so disgusting. He's like a walking.
Listen, good for that guy.
I know though, right? How did he do that? Jessica Simpson, Jennifer, damn.
He's been with them all. Yeah. I would say as far as from my perspective, as you heard me say up front, be up front. Tell mm-hmm. him, tell guys your age. I don't think there's, I'm not going to say age is just a number. That's pretty cliche.
It's
but
true,
it is true. It is true that, like, here's the thing. I would go younger. Like, if I would say you'd
What's the youngest you've gone?
At the around this age? I've been with girls that are probably 8 years younger. And.
Yeah.
Seven.
See, I think that's fine. I mean,
that's fine.
I think
I've always.
Fine.
But I'm always not going to be like. Here, an older guy is just in it to be easy. Like, it's got to be easy. Like, you got to be someone that's, like, confident. It's got to be a certain type of girl. I'm not saying there's no rules in this thing except for the rules, which is
like
be
18.
Yeah, like the legal ones. Like, be
Don't
18.
Don't be 16.
Don't be 16. But also, you know, the thing is for a girl, if you're, I don't think there's a rule in this, but I think, like, you know, you're a junior in college. You're going to have your own shit going on that he's not going to understand, and he's going to have his own shit that you're not going to understand. If this is, you have to understand that if you have had this discussion, especially for an older guy, where you're saying this is purely sex, he believes that. He will not be changed on that route.
Yeah.
So if you're a younger girl, what I've seen, maybe it's not the case for this girl, is that girls will think, well, he says that now, but it won't be the case later on. This guy's made that decision, and it's not going to change.
I wish I could say that girls don't do that, but I've seen, like, even, like,
but own it. She seems like she's owning it, but that can change, you know, for girls a lot more. Well, they'll be like, well, we've been doing this for 6 months. Yeah, he'll keep getting off as long as he can.
I feel like she doesn't even, I think she just wants to brag to us. Like, I feel like she doesn't even have an issue here. She's like, is it cool that I'm fucking a guy who's
30? Well, here's her next question. She writes, next question, my friends don't really approve. Bullshit, right? Who doesn't want their friends having good sex? Do I listen to the little selfish, slutty voice inside my head telling me to keep hooking up with him, or listen to my judgmental and probably jealous friends and cut it off? Here's a pic of both of us so you can judge our ages based on our looks yourself. Easy to mistake, am I right? Love the podcast, probably more than your average female. Thanks for helping indulge my inner douchebag dude self. Much love. Here's the pictures. If everyone
can I see
wants
her?
Yeah, come over here. Okay. This is from... Let me get to the email.
I feel like she's just
Here's him.
Oh,
He looks a lot younger than 29.
Yeah, he doesn't look 20, but he's a good looking dude. He's got that like, who's the guy in the 300?
He's like the Charlie Hunnam guy. He looks like Charlie Hunnam.
Who's Charlie Hunnam?
He's the hot guy from Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, he also looks like Gerard Butler a little bit. Here's her. Yeah, she doesn't look 20. She's cute and young.
Like they
work. I don't know why. She's just bragging.
She's bragging.
I'm the top guy.
She should not listen to her friends. Keep going if it's fun.
Yeah, I'm proud of her.
Keep going as long as it's this fun hookup. Don't keep going if it turns into drama and all that shit, because then you're wasting your time. You're a junior in college. He's an older guy who's not looking for more
He's a fucking babe. Yeah, he's a good looking babe. Like, dude, like, what are you... Why is this even an issue? Like, I get what she's doing, but...
The friends, there's this thing with girls also where it's like, this is uncomfortable. This is outside of our wheelhouse. He could be after something else, which I understand. Like, there could be... You know, there's a fear for them because he's not... You know, when you date somebody that's at your college, you could say, he's in that fraternity, so he knows those guys, so he is safe. So
I can't speak to... I mean, I'm in law school, and like...
But when you meet someone that's in your law school...
I'm like, run! Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm like, no, like, I'm not one... I don't know. I feel like, for me, school is just to, like, you know, don't shit where you eat. Like, that is school. Yeah. And but, I mean, I guess with frats and, like, bigger schools. Like, my school is small, so...
But when you went undergrad...
Yeah.
When you'd hook up with someone at undergrad, then you have that thing where you're like, okay, I know him from this class, so there's a safety in that.
Or like a friend of a friend.
Yeah, yeah, friend of a friend.
You usually meet, yeah.
You know that, like, okay, this person isn't going to attack me.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they're most worried about, where it's like, there's this older guy that we don't know a lot about.
Have they seen this adorable, beautiful, little fluffy... Yeah. I'm sorry, I've got a crush on your dude, girl. Like, he's cute as fuck.
He's
like, your friends are just jealous. They just want to sit on his furry face. Like, that's what's up. I'm sorry. Like, tell them to shut the fuck up and get on with your life.
Keep going with it. Don't listen to the hype from your friends. They are, you know, throwing a little shade at that. Also, if it's in this situation where you guys are having fun and it's hot... They're making it more fun by telling you not to do it. They're making it more adventurous and kind of cool for you. But also, just don't expect this to end with you two riding away on his G5 when he's, you know, he's there. If it's in his mind, it is not changing from friends with benefits to love.
I don't think she. I mean, maybe she
doesn't.
Is.
I know she doesn't say it now, but. That's the track.
Those
I'm cool
eyes
with this.
Speaking
I'm cool
from
with
experience.
This. Yeah, I'm cool.
You're looking at me like I've had this before.
Yeah, girls do this whole thing where it's like, I'm cool. I am not fucking cool. You know, like it just goes into that thing. So
yeah.
I would just warn her that he's not going to change. You know, he's a 29-year-old dude looking to get with college girls. Like, that's a type of guy.
When you say it like that, I feel like I should,
That's a type of guy. So that's a type of guy who's looking for no responsibility of a significant other. So that's your answer to will this be more, which you didn't ask, but you will be asking. So tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Lindsay, thank you so much for coming on.
Yo, thanks for having me.
This was fantastic. This is we're going to come back with some news. Will you stay for the news?
Yeah.
Okay. Go check out Lindsay's website, tinderinbrooklyn.tumblr.com. You can also go check her out on Instagram. See all the wild dudes in Brooklyn, Tinder in Brooklyn on Instagram. We will be right back with the news in just a second.
I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make of me. You make your own beat, so you gotta land it.
Hey guys, welcome back. We're gonna do some news. Lindsay, thank you so much for answering the emails and coming out and being a part of this. You were great.
Yeah, no problem. It's been fun.
Go follow tinderinbrooklyn.tumblr.com. Also, Instagram @tinderinbrooklyn. We got people watching on Daily Motion. We tape every Monday around 3:30-ish. Daily Motion people, thank you for watching. Want some shout outs. This guy, Matt, MattLeddo, @MattLeddo. Been listening to the live stream, giving him a shout out. And you can on Twitter, this other guy, @Hampy911. He writes, yeah, shout me out, fag. So thank you for doing that. And it never stops being funny. So you guys can tweet at me. We released the link for the Daily Motion on Mondays, so just follow me, JTrain56. Mansamp, thanks for bringing the news. @Mansamp on Twitter.
Thanks for having me, dude. I appreciate it.
Yeah, what's going on?
Not too much, man. It's good to be here. We were talking before we started recording this whether we were going to keep going with the Instagram babe of the day.
Yeah, we're going to keep doing it. If you guys like it, email in tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Some thoughts on the Instagram babe of the day. I like doing it, but they're just all the same. What am I going to say?
That is the problem.
I want to fuck this chick? Okay. Right. That's not news. Let's. Who do we got today?
This week we have Disa, D-I-S-A, from the University of Arizona. If you guys want to play along, it's Disa Dime on Instagram. D-I-S-A, D-I-M-E.
D-I-M-E, Instagram?
Yes.
Okay, and she's from the University of Arizona.
Yes, she is.
I need to look over here.
Yeah, you can take a look.
Show her. I'm on her site right now.
Oh, okay, perfect. Oh. Yeah, I mean, she's a very good looking girl. And again, like we always talk about, we had the conversation with Amber Madison. A lot of the poses, but
oh, this is her brother. I think. Look at the brother. I'm now on her page.
Oh no,
she has only 4,000 followers. You know how many? What do you think of these guys, like these Instagram models? We had this discussion a couple weeks ago with a female guest. What do you think of an Instagram model putting out on it, like, you know, grace is the word of God, like not putting out like the bathing suit pictures that people came for?
What do you mean, like when they sort of throw in like motivational quotes in between their, like, tip pics? And whatever, do whatever the fuck you want, man. It's America. Like, I don't give a fuck what you do.
It's a fair attitude.
If you want to show your squats bow pics and then put some Bible verses, like, fucking give her. I don't care.
Yeah,
shit.
I guess you can go back through the feed and find the other pictures. You don't have to watch them.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, like, there's so much random shit in it. Like, I'm not going to tell people how to roll, but I will make fun of you if you do something ridiculous.
So they're allowed to be made fun of, right?
Yeah, but also, I mean, I think, like, the one thing I think is so ridiculous is these comment sections where you see these, like, you know, these beautiful girls, and there's always some, like, fat asshole in his basement, like, jacking off with, like, Doritos, you know, dust on his fingers, being like, look, I see cellulite. It's like, fuck you,
fuck
man.
Fuck you, yeah.
Like, don't comment negative. Like,
just be positive. You're there for the tits. Like, you should be happy there are tits there.
She's providing you with the nudie pics you want. She's giving you the bikini shots. Like, don't be so fucking, you know, picky about it.
This girl is pretty fucking hot.
Yeah, she's really hot. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. That's the thing. Like, we're not complaining about what the girls look like.
No,
look
but great. But I do agree with what you're saying. Like, there is, like, fine. There's a girl on there putting up pictures of her looking beautiful. That's a great thing. Mm-hmm. But then the guy that comes on is be like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Dude, fuck off.
Right. I see that on, like, Beyonce's Instagram account. There's always, like, one guy going in there being like, you're not that great. And then 1,000 like beehivers jump in and like, totally. Fuck you, we'll murder you. And I'm
well,
like,
that guy's just trying to be like interesting amongst his friends. They're like, wow, you don't think Beyonce's attractive? Why? Like, nobody gives a shit what that guy's opinion is.
This girl's boobs are great. I gotta say.
Yeah, no, she's really hot. The first picture she's got where she's laying there with the American flag t-shirt. I like that picture. She looks good.
Yeah, they're like,
you know, as a chick, what I like about seeing these, like, I know the strategy involved and like how
you know how she took it. Yeah.
Well, that's what,
like,
we've been talking about.
You know, and like, but that's a cute pic. Yeah, she's a babe. Totally.
The American flag one, that must have been from a while ago. I'm on her page right now.
Oh, okay.
I wish I brought my laptop, guys. I feel like I'm left out.
Oh my god.
Hold on.
It's okay. Instagram babe of the day.
Just hold on 1 second. No,
Jared,
she's cute.
Needs a moment.
I need a moment alone with. No,
he's got a half chub.
Arizona. What is with the University of Arizona and Arizona State? They are the hottest chicks in the world.
Yeah, every other Instagram baby day is from Arizona.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Like, that's the thing. Like, if you, I would like, there should be like a recruiting service started. Like, if you had a recruiter come to your house and be like, well, we want your daughter at Arizona, I'd be like, get the fuck out. We don't want your kind here.
She stayed on the East Coast, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to the news.
Okay, let's see what I got first. Oh, okay. I'm interested to know what you think about this. It's a great picture of her. Yeah.
What do you think of those shirts? The one with the cut in the middle. To me.
I mean, she's rocking it.
She is rocking it.
Like, I'm sitting here wearing fucking plaid, so listen, no offense, you might be too.
No offense taken. If you came dressed like that with the split in the middle, I'd be like, oh, is it
imagine
formal
I showed
season?
Up like trying to be like really like, hey Jared, I'm here to talk about Tinder.
Yeah, go for it.
My little tiny, yeah.
Let's go for some news.
Okay, well, this is what I want. I'm interested to know what you think about this, because I haven't really heard anybody come from the angle that I'm going to come at this with. This guy that was on the sea for 66 days that just came back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this guy got lost at sea.
I don't buy that he was out there. No, he looks fine. He doesn't have a sunburn. He didn't lose any weight. The guy looks terrific.
What is the story?
I saw that too, and he does look kind of normal, but I feel like if he was fucking with people, he'd come back like all like Tom Hanks and like, you know.
Like, you think he'd, like, go the opposite direction.
Because, like, everyone who sees that picture, he really doesn't look that bad. He looks like a typical, like, Brooklyn dude who hasn't shaved in a month. Right. Like, right?
Well, don't you also think that, like, if you went out to sea for that many days and you were, like, 40 pounds overweight, you'd come back looking great.
Yes.
So maybe maybe him at sea weight is what he's like meant to look like.
That's a fair point. I mean, basically, it's this guy, Lewis Jordan. He's 36.
That's a weird thing when you get lost at sea and you come back and people are like, you look great.
Yeah.
Like, what have you been doing? Like I've been eating sardines, live sardines for a month.
Well, the girl in high school gets mono, right? Comes like, I'm like, you look amazing. And she's like, yeah, I lost like 40 pounds. I haven't been able to eat.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
He's been rationing food. He was out there for 66 days. He went on like a regular trip. He was just going fishing.
Mm.
He's out there for 66 days. He said he rationed the food. He was drinking rainwater. He caught fish in a net.
How did he know to do all this? Like, if I got caught at sea, I'd be like, I guess I'm dead now.
Right.
Like, I don't know any of these survival methods.
No, right. Like, what did he do? Get a leaf and like cut the rain.
He knew something.
He's in a boat. That will serve as the rainwater like vessel.
I guess that's true. See, but I know that little about.
What's his background? Like, what was he doing out at sea?
I don't know like his full background, but he has a boat and he's a fisherman, and so I guess he is
that something that would get a girl hot? Like, if I went on a date and I was sitting there being like, ah, yeah, actually, one time I got lost at sea. Like, does that show some, like...
This guy's
like a survivalist. Like, he has some skills.
Having a good story that, like, no one else has always kind of... I just like a good story in general, but... I went out with a guy once, and he did this like Dakar rally where he just like drove a car across the desert in like the middle of buttfuck nowhere. And I was like, that is... I don't know why, but like super sexy to me.
Really?
Because he's just like, yeah, there's this rally and you just like drive. I think it's like Mongolia. Like they go across Mongolia in these
I hear that from a girl and it's the total opposite. I'm like, ugh, I got to go to Mongolia. she's going to want me to go stay in a hostel. Right.
She's like,
what I'm into though. Yeah. Like, I still stay in hostels and I'll rock up and I'm like the old person there and there's everyone with their copy of like Jack Kerouac's like on the road and I'm like, oh my God, you're so cute.
Come on, really?
I like people who travel. So anyone who does something, but if you like fuck it up,
yeah.
I mean, I'll still probably want to hear the story, but I may not be like, you know,
super into it.
Wouldn't get in a boat with you after the fact. I'd probably be like, let's consider some other activities. Yeah.
There we go. Okay, what's the next story?
We're gonna have controversy with this one. Science says men and women prefer Taylor Swift's body type to Kim Kardashian's.
What science is a gay one? Listen, everybody, I have a theory.
Right. Well,
women rule.
They interviewed 60,000 people apparently,
and they said that Taylor Swift's body type is better, more attractive than a Kardashian.
It wasn't straight up. Do you like this body better than this? But it was like Taylor Swift essentially embodies what results do you think about of this whole
they both show. Have fucking rocking bodies. Like,
this isn't to say one is this is we're debating, you know,
this is gun to your head situation.
This is gun to your head. I'm saying like there's a body type. I've never had a buddy come
like
up to me.
If I were to pick, like,
yeah,
sorry, I totally cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I mean I'm short as fuck, so I would love to be like Taylor Swift, super tall for a day. Like, I get that.
Everyone wants what they don't have. I don't have
either of these things though.
But
so, I'm saying
from a guy's point of view, I've never had a guy come up to me and be like, yo, check out that chick in the loose yoga pants. Like, that's never happened in the history of bar banter. You know what I mean? Like, it's always the guy that's like, yo, that girl is like filling out what she's wearing. But also, like, I've seen girls that are like very little and skinny, but they also like are working with a great body. Like, it's not but I'm just saying, like, that like tall beanpole is not like,
she's not a beanpole though. Like, that girl's got some,
she's got some curves.
But even if she was, like, this is what I love. Like, who is, like, when they say a scientist has determined, like, what is the point of this? Like, okay, well, now we're going to just so everyone can cater their bodies according to this preference and this, like, objective. It's just so fucking stupid.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny to think that guy's got to tell some girl, like, what he's doing with his life. Like, he's on a Tinder date and she's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's like, well, I've spent the last year deciding that Taylor Swift is the perfect body type.
Like, did he get
like, you
a
asshole.
Grant?
Well, they literally,
like, he didn't get funding for
this. Why isn't this kid working on cancer?
I'm sure, yeah.
Someone
yeah.
actually give him funding to study this?
I mean, they went very deep on this thing. They did boob size, shape, volume.
We have our scientists working on the wrong shit.
Yeah.
Why isn't the scientist working on, like,
you crack the female Viagra or something? Like,
yeah,
that should be
or
the
a blowjob robot.
the Japanese
Japan's
are
already
over.
Got yeah I was just
where
saying Japan's
are the
got
blowjob
that.
Robots that cuddle me when I'm done.
Don't worry, buddy, those are coming.
The cuddling might be new.
Let's go to the next story.
I like this one. It's not really news, but it's just kind of funny. College basketball player's last name is Fuck, and he's finally being allowed to use it.
Is it F-U-C-K?
It's spelled F-U-C-K. It's pronounced like Fooky, but it's Fooky? Fuck. Yeah.
And it's not what. That's great.
A Canadian college basketball player.
That kid.
What college is he at?
It doesn't say, but he's in the Canadian, like, tournament right now.
I wonder if he's in, like, I went to Western.
Oh, you know what? Medicine Hat College. That's where he went.
You know about that?
Sorry, I actually haven't even heard of that. Medicine Hat's like a tiny...
Medicine Hat? That sounds like where fake doctors go.
Yo, I...
Oh, yeah, I went to Medicine Hat.
Well, they were doctors in the 1600s. Like, oh, you gotta go that way.
It might be like a...
Foghorn Leghorn went to Medicine Hat.
You can't censor someone's last name, though. That's so ridiculous.
Well, yeah, that kid must have been the most popular kid in elementary school.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm looking for Fook? That's Fuck!
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't let him put his name on his jersey, but
that's
now they've allowed him to
that's
do it.
Bullshit.
It's so Canadian. Yeah, it like, oh,
that's Tommy bullshit.
Polite.
I know Tom bullshit. Let's go to the next one.
This is the last one. This one's interesting, and it shows you why you'd want to be president. All the bullshit aside, this is why you'd want to be president. Lyndon B. Johnson harassed White House staff to construct a shower with nozzles firing at his dick and ass.
Believe this 100%.
You mean he's our
that.
President and hero?
Yeah, exactly.
My newest role model. What? This?
Oh,
I have
epic.
You ever been in one of those showers with like the multiple heads? And
yes.
It's fucking awesome.
It's creepy.
A new world where you just stand there and you don't even have to move. You're like an elephant. Getting washed off.
That's what old LBJ wanted.
I'm on LBJ's side 1,000,000%.
Can I just read you that? This is from a book. The quote is hilarious. He harassed resident staff for years to construct him a specialized shower to replicate the one he had in his private home in Washington.
Yeah.
The water coming out of the nozzles in every direction with needle-like intensity and a hugely powerful force.
Oh,
one
this
nozzle
guy's got a fetish.
Yeah. that's what it is. One nozzle was pointed directly at the president's penis, which he nicknamed Jumbo.
Yeah.
Another shot right up his rear. He traveled with his own special shower nozzle, wanted the water pressure at the White House to be the equivalent of a fire hose,
oh my
and
gosh,
he wanted a simple switch to change the temperature from hot and cold, no warm.
Listen, I love this. I love every minute of this. First of all, if there's any girls listening right now, fuck you. Don't act like you're above this, because the amount of times I hear girls talk about the shower head maneuver.
I'm not saying I'm above it. I'm saying it sounds fucking dangerous. Like the power of a fire hose, like a needle-like precision.
Fair.
Like, you can cut rocks with like fire power water. Like,
powerful man needs a powerful spray.
This is a new level of Christian Grey. This is like the water world. You know, like 50 Shades of Grey 2. Water world.
Just red lashes on his ass.
Lyndon B. Johnson world.
Right.
Wow. I love it. I love that he knew his thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was into something, and then he petitioned government spending to go towards it.
Oh,
that's how into his thing he was.
He would scream at them. He said, if I can move 10,000 troops in a day, you can certainly fix the bathroom any way I want.
Oh my
Here's
God.
The other thing. Here's how annoying it is to live in 2015 offers us Tinder, but it also offers us no anonymity whatsoever. The president of the United States had a kinky fetish with water, and we didn't find out until just now. This happens for Obama. It is all over the news. We're talking about shower pressures and how sick it is.
Yeah.
And there's a new porno tomorrow called Aqua Obama, and it's all fucking weird. This guy lived a lifetime.
Barackwa Obama.
Yeah, Barackwa Obama.
That is a horrible
time. This guy lived a lifetime getting off in his way and getting no shit. And being a better guy for it. I'd vote for Lyndon B. Johnson's corpse right now.
I think like he's a brave man. When I think about what would be like he'd be subjecting his body to in that type of shower, like the bravery.
Like
he could withstand like that kind of pain.
I wanna make a shower just in the way he wanted it designed and call it the Lyndon B. Johnson shower. And
just the presidential
shower. Yeah, presidential shower. Listen.
And not warn people what was going to happen.
Yeah. Listen, you're going to go in there.
Roll in there like, ow!
I just like the thought that, like, you know, on TV, when you go on TV, if you go on a stage, they have a star where you're supposed to stand. You can see it when you watch late night shows whenever they have, like, a comedian on.
Right.
It would be funny if that, you know when you go through airport security and it has the feet?
Yeah.
You know, the feet spot. It'd be funny if you made a shower like this and it had the feet spot
just
for
had
where
the,
you
the
need to stand.
Seal.
Yeah, and it just said it like it had like a little feet, like a painting of 2 feet, and next to it said, put your feet this way to come in 10 seconds. Put your feet that way to ejaculate in 30 seconds. Thank you for bringing on the news.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
At Mansamp on Twitter. Mandatory Samson podcast releases every Friday. Lindsay, thank you so much. This was great. You were a fantastic guest.
Thanks for having me. I had a great time.
Go follow Lindsay's blog and Tumblr and Instagram. It's Tinder in Brooklyn. Tinder in Brooklyn. .tumblr.com. It's also Tinder in Brooklyn on Instagram. Go follow her, support her. It's fantastic. We got to have you back.
Yeah, this I'd love great. To.
Guys, I'm Jared Free, JTrain56 on all platforms. We will see you next week.